tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio, a.k.a. The Live Paranormal Show. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. The other one is incredibly normal, Rob Zarek.
Hello, normal, Rob. Incredible.
Incredibly normal.
The most incredible person I know.
The most incredibly normal person I know, Rob Zarek.
I actually got really disappointed because I just thought I thought you were going to say the most incredible person. And I was like, wow, this is really nice. And then, no.
But, what are you going to do?
It might have been false, but it still would have been a nice entrance.
Right. All right. Mm-hmm. There's always that.
Yeah. I mean, if it sounds good and you have to lie, it's okay.
Right. Okay. Nice.
The most incredible person you've ever met.
Yeah. There you go.
It's sad that I laugh when I say that because I know it's probably not true. But
thought of as one of the most incredible people I've ever met.
Depending on
mood.
On the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's come out of my mouth.
100% true statement right there.
What words I've just said, so.
Right. Yeah. So therefore, you are the keeper of your own destiny in that respect, aren't you?
I am.
Yes. Yeah.
Tonight is very special because it's the 2/22/22.
You know, two
show.
Is my lucky number.
And yeah, I know that because it's our birthday.
Yes, and I was born at 2:02 p.m.
I was trying to come up with a funny way to say about number two, but I don't know, I was lost. So I wish I would have rehearsed it and come.
It'll
up
come
with
to
nice
you off air.
Something
you'll be
super
all excited.
Fun, super
right.
Funny, and a kind of a zinger put down. But
you missed the boat.
I did.
Yep. So sad.
I was born on the second. I don't know if two would necessarily be my favorite number, but I don't necessarily know if I have a favorite number.
I do. Mine is two. Two is my lucky number. Although I'm not all that lucky, therefore, maybe it's just, you know, the setup, and it's like, that's why, you know, not so lucky.
Maybe it's not your lucky number.
You're right. It probably really isn't my lucky number, but none of them are. So if I had to have one, it probably shouldn't be the one that I picked.
Well, and I think if your life is relying on lucky numbers, then I don't think that's a proper.
Probably not going to be a lucky situation all the way around. Yeah.
But for the – would you call it an occasion? I'm not sure if it's an occasion.
It's a special date.
I was going to say we have two guests, though we really don't because we have Alex is doing a such segment. But if she qualifies as a guest, we actually have two guests, and we are giving away two free readings tonight. So
two will be someone's lucky numbers tonight, huh?
We'll just go with that because it makes it better for that
sounds
statement.
Good. Yeah, fits.
It has been 2 weeks since we've done a live show. I just noticed that.
Oh, look at that.
That was intentional, folks. I don't know.
In case you all didn't know, that was totally on purpose. Ha ha.
Yes.
Not really, but ha ha, yes. Sounds good.
So I'm assuming we have Alex on the line already.
We do, yes. I will go ahead and bring her into the studio. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
We're wonderful. How
are really you? Good. We're excited to have you on for the big occasion, the 2/22/22 show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, you know what, it's been kind of a weird day today. So, you know, I guess with all the alignment with the number two, I guess it makes sense.
Could be.
I think that's accurate.
Sounds good to me. If not, we're just going to roll with it anyway. Yeah.
Everything was taken twice as long today. That's a downside. And I actually, that's how my day went today. Actually, now that I thought about it, like I had appointments, and funny enough, my customer called and moved the time twice, and he moved it to 2 o'clock.
Look at
so
that.
I never thought of that. It's
until now.
Yeah, it took me 2 seconds to think of that. but
wow,
so we haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks, and the last time we had you on, we actually interviewed you about your book, and you know, we've actually talked about it multiple times since then, just because it's such a cool story. But what do you have going on, or what do you got for us today?
Let's see. Right now, I don't have much going on with me. Kind of lining up some appearances at actually two paranormal cons this year. So I'm actually pleasantly surprised with that. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Finally breaking into the paracon circuit. So that's exciting.
Very good.
One of those is HillCon. I need to see what HillCon is about. I guess I should know since I'm going to be part of it. I know it's up in Pennsylvania. That's about all I know. Oh, here we go.
We know about that, and that's at Hillview Manor. Yes. We've done that one before.
We did that.
Yes.
A few. I always say a couple years ago, and a couple years ago was like probably 6 years ago.
Right, but it feels like it was yesterday.
It does. We probably did the 2015.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good time.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good.
Nice. Yeah, and the other con, it's a charity fundraiser for a place in Virginia. Hang on, let me pull up my message correspondence. That's, you know, I'm just like, oh, I know I'm going to this. I just don't know what it is. Oh, Fleetwood. Fleetwood Church in Virginia. So it's the Fleetwood Paracon. I'll be appearing at. So yeah, exciting news.
Very cool.
Yeah. 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 Let's see. In terms of like any paranormal news and stuff, I mean, there's been a few celebrity ghost stuff coming out this week. Like Selena Gomez apparently does a little bit of ghost hunting on the side. The story, like the interview she announced that on was actually from 2015, but it's gaining traction now for some reason.
Right.
She believes in ghosts and has even downloaded ghost apps to like help herself find some ghosts, which she has some things to learn.
Right.
So,
I'm not mistaken,
kinda...
I believe she's good friends with the JoJo Wright, JoJo on the radio. We had him on. I was a couple months ago, probably been a year. Just to follow the trade of my I can't keep a straight timetable, but I wonder if that's who she is ghost hunting with, because I see that them play together often.
Could be.
Oh yeah, well maybe. Yeah. It's always neat to like find this stuff out, and I know like as you know Meatloaf recently passed away, it's you know I know he's going to be on his appearance is going to be on Ghost Hunters too. And there's another story that came out about Bob Dylan. Apparently Bob Dylan did some ghost hunting, which I'm like, okay, you know, we're kind of pivoting in the news. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's a bit interesting. So I was like, okay, you know, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's cool when you find like a kindred celebrity, or if you find a kindred spirit in a celebrity, I guess.
Yeah. If we ever run into them, we'll know what to talk about. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I found a fun story. It's about this. So apparently this couple, they go ghost hunting, and they recently trained their dog to basically sniff out anomalous elements. So like this couple, they run a team called Paranormal Rescue, and their dog Bond ghost hunts with them. So it's Helen and Brian Sterling Veet. Yeah, they're active paranormal investigators. And yeah, apparently, according to Brian, he says Bond has a nose for this. He's a sight hound, so his vision is exceptionally good in the dark and semi-dark conditions. And when he detects something, he's off like a rocket. So yeah, he even has like a little vest on and everything, like with
official.
Yeah, he's official, so it's like a real life Scooby-Doo there. Spooky Doo, that's what he's nicknamed.
Wow.
So
we should try to get the dog on.
Let's interview the dog. Yes.
Just the dog.
Definitely.
Yeah. Just the dog.
Just the dog.
I mean, we've had worse interviews, let's be honest. We've been doing this forever. I tried to find like our best shows to put out there, and I went to today, and we have like I think it's like 8,700 different episodes, and I don't know how to narrow that down to like picking out 10 that we like, but I'm sure there's 10 that I don't like, and I'm sure we have 10 that are probably worse than having a dog interviewed. That time we had a cat interviewed, it was awful.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, well, you know, animals do often take part in our shows. I mean, I know, speaking from experience, there were times when my dog would make a barking appearance, and I know Alex's cat has made appearances with meows and even in videos. So our animals are actively involved in the paranormal somewhat. I just don't know that ours have ever actually gone out and, you know, looked for ghosts, or we've taught them how to detect them. I'm not sure how you go about that.
Right.
Yeah, but hey, if you know how to do it, rock it. Why not?
Yep.
Yeah.
If you got it, flaunt it. Yeah,
that's right.
As the saying goes.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe our animals are secret paranormal investigators and we don't even know it.
You know, after we go to sleep, they could be off doing their own little spooky adventures at night.
And Selena Gomez hits them up and then they download some apps and they're off and hunting. You never know.
Yep, there you go. Good times, good times.
Yeah, definitely.
It all starts with downloading the apps. That's that's number one. That's the don't download the apps, you're not really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You
gotta have the black
really,
T-shirt.
Yeah, going.
You're good. Yeah. You're good.
Justin, we've downloaded some doozies when it comes to apps.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm willing to give anything a chance, but there's sometimes where I'm like, I really hope that completely deletes off my device and doesn't take up any use any space, because that was literally the most, like, ridiculous thing I've ever even thought about downloading. Thank goodness I didn't pay for
it. Oh, gosh.
You know? I mean, I think we've all ran into that where we're like, hey, you know, I'll give it a whirl. Why not? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, live and learn.
There you go.
Yeah.
Live and learn.
Well,
yep.
not saying that all apps are bad, but you know I ran into a couple that you can predict what it was going to say on the scan based on just reviewing evidence or the lack thereof evidence, non-evidence, and you know it's always kind of disappointing when you're like, okay, here's the rotation, it's going to say this word, and it did, it makes you sad.
Yeah. But that's, I think, important, you know, to go back and do that and do diligence and, you know, see what's going on. And you did that. Now we know.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. We can do.
Yep.
So,
definitely. Yep. Very, very cool.
Yep. That's what I got for tonight. Lots of celebrity, little bit of celebrity news.
Very cool.
Well, we definitely appreciate that.
And a dog.
And,
yeah.
That's the highlight, and we're gonna try to get that dog on. Maybe that will have to be a video format. It might be a little bit smoother that way.
Love to see where they live.
We can do like we'll have to do like a picture in picture in picture. So we'll work on that. We'll get since you know we definitely want you involved in that.
It's gonna have to be a big screen for all of our picture and picture and picture and picture.
It'll be like the Brady Bunch. It'll be fine.
It'll work.
I just upgraded the system so we can have six people on at one time. So
works for me.
Ooh.
So that's nice too. We have a lot of new things coming out, even though we've had a couple of delays and stuff in our launching. But and of course our intro music, which I was going to talk to you about. I was just thinking maybe you should just start singing your intro music because it would be. I know you have the theater background, so maybe you can just, instead of us coming up with a creative way, you can just sing your way on. That might be something new.
No pressure every week. Just, you know, come up with a little ditty for us. Yeah.
And a new one. A new one every week would be
every
ideal.
Single time, yeah. No pressure.
Oh, my goodness.
So like a new version.
Yeah. Then we could compile them all into one big, like, you know, you could have the best of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So
why not?
If you're interested, sure. If you're interested in that idea of singing your intro, let us know. I'm sure we will not hear from you about that. But, you know,
it's going to be like on the grand list of things I have to do, coming up with a new song every time I come on to Dia. I'm good. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, we will. So we look forward to next Tuesday. And,
yeah.
You're going to have to come out and we're going to have to do a live show where we're actually all in the same place at one time.
Yeah,
because so
you're much closer now.
More
so.
Location
yep,
feasible
yep.
now.
Yes.
It is.
Love it.
Yeah, I'm just 90 minutes away.
Perfect.
Let's just figure out where that dog is from, too, if we can get that dog involved.
I think they're in the UK, so you might have to cover some
good.
Shipping.
That is not.
Yeah.
That is not what I want to hear.
I wonder if the dog can utilize its skills remotely.
It
you
does.
Know, maybe.
We can find out. Just how see what the well, see what this dog is made of. Good.
I don't know if it's psychic or not, but I know we have a psychic on the line, I'm hoping. I'm not
yes,
in the
we do.
Studio
we do.
Tonight.
We
so
do.
So Alex, we appreciate
perfect.
It.
Perfect.
We will look forward to your segment next week, and now we're getting ready to do our second guest for the 22. I keep thinking like I'm not giving enough twos out, but I am.
Yeah, you got the twos under wraps. You got it. Well, thank
all
you,
right,
Alex.
So
we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good week. Thanks.
All right, you
bye.
Too.
Alex, and bye. Let's bring on our second
guest,
Doug.
Let's go ahead and bring in Doug.
Number two.
Well, hello,
hi, guys.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Long time no talk. How are you doing?
Well, you know, living
we're doing. You know, it is the 2/22/22 special. So, I mean, it's obvious how we're doing. Amazing.
And you're fantastic, of course. Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, you can't be anything but fantastic on the 2/22/22.
How could you be any better? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I guess.
I can't believe I even asked.
For this
I'm
day.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I
what a dumb
day.
Comment.
Yes.
We've been waiting our entire life for this moment.
Yes.
It's all come down to this.
Well, I guess technically everyone's been living all of their life right up to this moment, so that's good. That's a really insightful. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Like I said, I've been waiting for this moment my entire life, and now I'm just hoping I lived up to the expectations I built in my head starting an hour ago.
Yeah. Started dreaming up the plan. Yes. So far working out swimmingly.
And it's funny. We talked about how today's been kind of wacky and that we think it's because of the date. And as I actually conversed with you via text, it seemed like everything I did today took double the amount of time.
Naturally
so
on today.
That had to do with the date. My appointments all like were running late and had to like cancel
reschedule
twice, and I had two. I'm gonna guess like last year for rescheduling on the fly same day I might have I don't even think I had anyone, and today I had two different people reschedule for the same day appointments. And it was just bizarre.
Oh,
it very rarely happens. Well,
but
you
of
know,
all days,
so
it's today.
In my day job, it's very regimented. You're like, hey, I need a 1:30 appointment, and the window is from like 1:30 to 2. You can get a maximum of a 30-minute window. So if you're running late, and you're doing 3 or 4 of these appointments that are all staggered in proper order, you mess up the first one, you're screwed all the way around, because then your time slots are all messed up. And that's like the biggest issue I ever have with my day job, is those time slots.
Yeah.
And today it was double the pain. But so what have you been up to since the last time we talked?
Oh, gosh, I've been going through stuff and kind of working on closing out my storage unit and finding some new local places to check out and thinking about putting an office together. So I've been a little busy, but the weather has kind of kept me in the house a lot lately, so I'm hoping that's going to break before too long. All that snow I don't deal well with.
Well, you know what it is, too, and since you're in Ohio as I am, though I don't know if my weather's a little bit different because I'm right by the lake, is like today it was 55 and all the snow melted, but then tomorrow we have snow again, so you get like one day to kind of feel like, oh, finally no snow, and then you turn on the news and you're like, you get the weather report like thing to your phone and it says winter storm warning. So it's like it always stinks because they only give you like one day before the snow then starts again.
Yeah, I usually think they're brought to you by the local grocery store chain because, of course, when we get that, it's a nightmare trying to find anything in there. And ours are
right.
Our local ones. I'm not going to use any names, but some of them are experiencing some trouble stocking the shelves.
Yeah.
Not looking to get sued, so I'm not calling anybody out, but,
Right. I understand.
Yeah, well, they're probably not sponsoring us, so I think it's okay.
Well, why take a chance, so not trying to get canceled before I get back on the air. So,
right. Yeah, good call.
They're like,
good call.
No, you're too much trouble. We're done. So, yeah, we're not going to do that.
Well, yeah, and I know on top of it, we had talked about, and I don't know if this is in conjunction with the fact that you're setting up an office, but, I heard a rumor that you may be bringing live video to Live Paranormal as mm-hmm. soon as we can get it done from our end. So really, the Live Paranormal team is the holdup right now. So that's the only holdup from you doing, live video with Live Paranormal.
Well, I'm excited to get it going as soon as you guys can. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed doing the blog talk thing, and I think it would be a lot of fun to do more video. So I'm excited about giving it a shot once we can get it rolling. So I'm happy to hear whenever that rolls out, we can get it going. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, and I'll tell you what, we have two systems now, and we're playing around, and I've been playing around with the second system, and it's the kind where you can actually have a guest if you'd like. It's like the picture in picture, and if you were listening, we can have up to 6 people, which I don't know if I'd ever be able to coordinate, but it's super easy. We tried it out this past summer, and we're thinking of doing like a celebrity type of call-in show and taking them to locations that we're going to. And it's kind of a cool system. So, we have that, we're launching, and we have, we've done locations we wanted you to call in, and, mm-hmm. You've called in, but you've never videoed in because it's been kind of difficult, but this will give us a chance to, have you where people can watch you, and get your, use your abilities to where we're at. You don't actually have to leave your office, so that'll be kind of a cool thing that we're bringing out too for, this, I guess, spring and summer and beyond, is the fact of, doing more, I guess, non-remote calls, but more psychic calls into our live investigations.
Well, that sounds really awesome. I would love to do that. I mean, it's fine over the phone, but that'd be really cool to do it that way, too. I look forward to jumping in on that.
Well, I wouldn't have brought it up if we weren't really going to invite you. So we are really going to invite you. We just have to get a couple of things set up. It's kind of a, you know, it's a cool feature. And then we have it, too, where we can do a ghost box from a third-party location, too. So, you know, it's kind of unique. And it's different than, you know, there's a lot of picture-in-picture shows. There's a lot of live streaming shows. We're trying to stay to, you know, at least offer something a little bit different. So, we know, Rob Hernandez is a show host on our network now, and he's offering, you know, the Ghost Box shows, and we're going to incorporate it with our investigations. So
that sounds really,
yeah, that's
awesome.
Something. So we'll
definitely
have you involved in that. So,
yes.
Well, I think that sounds great. I look forward to it.
Tonight we have, you know, we're offering some callers, but we have some questions, too, that we're going to ask you. I have a question that, you know, people have asked, and we get asked this all the time. And this just occurred in my daily life. And, you know, so I think it's appropriate time to bring it up because, like I said, when we go and do our speaking and stuff, we have a lot of people talk about their children and, you know, receiving messages in I guess the proper way to say it is, like, you know, my son, I believe, had gotten a message. And it was just, I can't figure out any other way. But do you think that there's a difference with the children and they become, you know, I know it's probably, Nikki, what was it, probably 3 to 5 years old, even though my son is 8. But we know when we go out and do our like, talks and stuff at different venues and stuff, a lot of people talk about their kids and how, you know, they see people or they, you know, see spirits or they get messages. You know, do you notice, like, do you get that a lot as well with children? And do you think that there's a certain point where, you know, they kind of lose that gift? And do you notice it as well, like, kind of like probably 8 and under?
Well, let me see if I've got your question right. Yes, I do notice it a lot. I saw things when I was little. I saw things as a small child, and I didn't really have anybody to talk to about it back then. But later, I was able to find people, but I had a teacher that did. And I've noticed it a lot with people over the years. Usually it's kids that are, honestly, younger than 8, usually more closer to 6. And a lot of the research has been, at least in that, is that, you know, they still have that other side awareness, is what I tend to call it. And they can see things. I mean, if you watch a baby, when they're looking past somebody, but they're trying to look at somebody, I think they're seeing their energy. And, you know, yes, I've seen that with people that have had kids that have been highly sensitive. And thank goodness now we've got so much information out there. I mean, everyone's got the world of information in their hand now with Google and the iPhones and all the smart search sites. But having that information available to support them is good. But it's like, you know, like with your son when he got his information, I would ask him, you know, first off, yeah, if you've got a kid that's really highly imaginative, it's possible they're imagining it, but I wouldn't immediately just say that's what's going on. Ask him to really flesh it out. Ask him for the details. What are they getting? I mean, several years ago, there was a really national bestseller, at least, of a little boy that apparently remembered his last lifetime, and he knew all sorts of details, and he was so young, there's no way he could have researched that on his own. And they ended up being able to corroborate a lot of what he said. It ended up becoming a book, and I think it was a movie, too, but I won't swear to it. And, I mean, of course, Hollywood throws their stuff in it, but there's just so much that you see out in places. I mean, I know as an adult there was stuff I saw on investigation, some with you on other ones, that there was no way I would know it. And if I was able to be verified, or at least someone else had seen it and the person who ran the place knew about it. I mean, there was so much of that with Betsy out there at the one place there here in Ohio that we all went to that, you know, I'd never been there before, but I brought up all kinds of stuff and she's like, yes, yes, yes. And, you know, I remember that. So if an adult can do it, certainly why couldn't a child do it? But a lot of times I think that kids tend to shut it down because the parents tell them, no, it's not real. And I think that's really when they start to lose it, when they just haven't been supported by that. I mean, you know, yeah, of course some kids make stuff up. All of them do. But some of that stuff I think really can be real. I mean, I've certainly seen it, and I've seen it many times with clients over the years coming in asking, hey, my kid's seeing such and such. And rarely I would tell them, okay, you know, they're just making it up because I wouldn't see anything to corroborate it. But most of the time, they've just got a very sensitive kid that for whatever reason they've been supported through it. I mean, the first thing I would tell a parent would be, don't tell them it's not real right away. Find out. So that's my 2 cents on it. Well, that might have been 5 cents by then, but you get the...
Yeah. No, that's cool.
No, and that's definitely one that we get a lot. And then, you know, with the you brought up the reincarnation. That's an interesting topic, and I personally believe in it. What's your take on reincarnation? Have you ever dove into your own past?
Yes. I absolutely do believe in it. I actually do some work privately with people about clearing stuff that broke down in prior lifetimes, and I talk about it on the Tuesday night show sometimes. But absolutely, yeah, I believe in it. I mean, I've been doing this, good God, 25 years now almost, and I've never met a brand new person. I've met some real young people, and frankly, the real young ones seem kind of stupid compared to everybody else. No offense to them, but people that have been around a bunch of times have got a lot more depth. You know, when you meet somebody that you're just like, my God, they're like right surface level, they haven't lived very many times. At least that's my opinion. But most people I've met, oh, God, yes, most of them have done many times here. So, yeah, I absolutely believe in that.
Me too.
And so you personally can, I don't want to say draw that out of them, but you can actually, you know, help relive those experiences or actually find out more information about where
or what somebody I do it several ways. I mean, there's much information out there about meditating and bringing it forward so you can see it. But all of your lifetimes are stored in your body. Every memory of any lifetime you've ever had is in the body you're in right now, provided you're the original owner. I mean, if you're a walk-in, that's a different story, but that's a whole different topic. But if you're the original owner and you grew it, all of your memories are in there for the most part. Anything that's going to be prominent as a life issue or a life theme that you're going to work on this time is going to be in there. But, you know, I don't go back looking to see if I can find Cleopatra or King Tut or anybody else. I've never met them. I'm sure they're interesting, but I've never met them.
Right.
But I go back and look for people is what's the breakdown in this lifetime? Like, you know, maybe they've got an issue where they can never keep their money together or they get a job and they blow it up or their relationships or whatever it is. It's usually a consistent theme of something that's broke down from before, and that's why they're working on it this time to heal it. But if you can become aware of it, which is the point of looking at the past lives, at least in my opinion, once you can be aware of it, you can start to work on it and you can start to heal it.
So, what, like, we've heard people have said that, you know, they were shot, and then and they have a scar now, you know, like in this new life. What do you think about that? Like, that part I'm not necessarily sold on. You know, like, someone was like, hey, I was, you know, this happened to me, and I just happen to have a scar, you know, in this life. Do you think that that is just, you know, them getting carried away in their own thoughts, or do you think that's actually an accurate thing?
Well, I can share one experience with you. Years ago, I was doing readings at a little place not too far from here. They're gone now. But this gal came in. She sat down. And she had a huge Egyptian past life had come up. And much like the Bible movie where finding with Cleopatra and Antony, where she poisoned herself with the snake bite. This woman had been bitten by a snake, and I told her, I said, you were bitten by a poisonous snake, and I said, it killed you, and I said, it was right there on your arm, and when she turned her arm over, there was a mark on there, two little moles right where the teeth holes would have been from that lifetime. So in that situation, I absolutely, and I had never met her before. I had no idea, and she wasn't wearing her, you know, where her arm, where you would see it ahead of time. But I asked her to turn it over, and there they were.
Wow.
And I said, you know, that's what that is. I said, so in that instance, yes, I think it was real. I don't know that it happens to everyone. I know I was told, I mean, I know when I was born this time, I had a little hole in my collarbone. And nobody knew about that. Of course, my mom and the surgeons, because they had to fix it. Mm-hmm. But years later, I had a teacher who brought up during a reading who didn't know about this, said, well, yeah, you had been shot. I had been shot with an arrow right there in a prior lifetime. Now, do I know if that's really what happened? I don't know. But how the heck did that person know about that?
Right.
And no one, you know, no one would have known that in that instance. The circles would have never overlapped.
Wow.
So personally, I think it's possible. I don't know that every single person does that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think it's the severity of what they're working on in a lifetime as to why that comes forward or not. I mean, that could literally, you know, you could have any number of moles or scars or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and not all of them are going to be connected to anything, of course, but I certainly think it's possible.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, because we did like a hey, leave a question type of format previously, and a lot of people were talking about past lives and reincarnation. And I think maybe what happens when someone asks one question, then, you know, people get
it opens
that.
The floor up, yeah.
Yeah, it opens
the
floor up.
Oh, yeah, it'll snowball for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, so then, like, another question that's asked, you know, we're kind of straying from the two readings and asking a bunch of questions instead, but trying to get as many answers as possible. You know, phobias. Like, what's your take on phobias in relation to past lives? Like, I openly have said before that I hate wind, and I don't know why I hate wind. Like, there's no real, like, ever since I can remember, like, I've hated wind. And, you know, my son.
Well, it would make sense if you froze to death in a prior lifetime because you were out in the cold and the exposure killed you.
Right.
That could be. You know, and that's what
I mean, without checking on it, I don't know. But phobias,
right.
I mean, that actually does show up in the work I was talking about. And I think I talked about this, I think, maybe 2 weeks ago on the show. And the phobias, in my belief, show up from, and of course, the phobia is an irrational fear, which means there's no reason in this lifetime you'd have any reason to be afraid of it. But as far as that goes from the two types of death. There's two different kinds. There's complete death and incomplete death. Complete death is I lived to be 95 years old, and I died in my bed with my family all around me and all the grandkids and got to say goodbye and all that. Or an incomplete death would be you froze to death because you got stuck outside in hypothermia, and now you're terrified of the wind.
Mm-hmm.
So because of it killing you early, that's the incomplete death. It's a death that creates an incomplete in your life path. Because, of course, we always have free choice. We can do something different at any time. That, to me, in my opinion, is what creates the phobias.
Very interesting.
Do you think that they're directly related to, you know, incidents that occurred on the past life? I mean, or obviously something that you're blocking out in your current life. But, you know, you don't just have a phobia for something for no reason.
Well, I mean, of course, it's possible if you're mentally ill and you've been diagnosed. Yeah, that's possible. But
yeah.
If not, if everything else is working, I mean, you know, if most of your life is working except you're terrified of cats, well, okay, I don't know. But my point is, as far as that goes, the phobias show up because it creates a fear of, oh, crap, that's going to kill me again. So you decide you're never going to put yourself in that situation again. So that's where that can come from. So, yeah, that's where I think they come from.
Well, talk about leaving a mark.
I guess
it leaves a real mark. Yeah.
Yes, it does. Absolutely it does.
Yeah.
There's a huge body of work out there on it if people want to look into it. But, I mean, there's a body of work on anything now, but there's so much you can find. I mean, there's a lot of information out there. Michael Rice did a lot of work on that, and that's really the only author that jumps to mind right now. Ted Andrews did some. He's pretty easy to read. He's a really nice, you don't need to have your thesaurus and your dictionary handy. He's not the 1930s metaphysical stuff. He's much more approachable.
Nice.
Both of them did good work on it, though.
Interesting.
I think it's a fascinating topic. And, you know, me being having kind of a cynical sense of humor, I've always wondered, like, if you turn out to you have a past life done, and what you find out, like, the person you were, like, you completely, like, were, like, a bad person. Like,
right.
You were Hitler. Like, you're Hitler. Like, you're doing a
research. It's always Hitler with you,
Rob. I got bad news for you. Yeah, no. I see Nazis. You know, like, real bad.
Well, there are those kind of readings that happen. I mean, not everybody with sunshine and roses every time. They are, but usually that information comes up because there's something you can heal with it now. Because, again, I don't give a shit, you know, oh, pardon me, I don't care how many kids you've got or what your favorite color is. You know, what do you want? Why are you calling me? What am I here to do for you? Same thing as far as those kind of readings go. You know, no, it doesn't matter if you have a lovely, wonderful, complete life. Maybe that's why you like something. Maybe there's a certain period of art or architecture or whatever. There can be something in that. But you're not going to get any healing out of that. So it doesn't – I mean, there's people that will pull that stuff up. That's not a focus I usually go for. But yeah. I do see happy ones sometimes. But a lot of time, you're going to see the lifetime where they were shithead. You
right.
will, because it'll show up because it still needs handled.
Huh. So our problems in this lifetime may follow us to the next.
Well, they certainly can have followed you from before up to now.
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't have that problem. I wouldn't wish that on anybody, but I hope not.
I'm
going
to blame all my issues on my past life. Obviously, I made this mistake because I did it in a past life, and it's obviously a reoccurring thing for me. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, it's better than just blaming it on your astrological sign.
This is true. And if all else fails, you just blame a ghost. You'd be like, the ghost did it.
You can do that, too, I guess, yeah. Some of those places we've been to, that wouldn't surprise me. I remember that one hallway we were in, we weren't even in it, and the little camera was on, and something said, get out, stop.
Yeah.
And then it just started turning things off, coming up the hallway to include the camera.
Naturally.
There was nobody
physical
back
hobby.
There.
That's their favorite hobby. They're like, oh, you think you're going to document this? Watch this. Not so much. Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm going to ask, I have to go back to my my comment, but we're going to, I'll finish up the question here with the, because I had wanted to share what we had captured at the one location we want to actually bring you out to. But when it comes to, like, I know a lot of people are not just like phobias, and I think you already brushed on this topic. But, you know, when it comes to things that people like, or, you know, your kid might like something that is completely, you've never even, you know, they thought they were aware of, you know, like a certain type of music or a certain art or whatever. And you know, I don't, a lot of that plays and stems off of your past life. You know, even my kids, my daughter likes, you know, like rock music from the 80s and 90s, and
she doesn't,
you know,
get that from her daddy.
Not even close. Where she would get this type of like passion for music, and you know, and like know about music and want to, like, and it's just like, you know, I can only imagine that it came from, you know, a past life, you know, and when she was younger. Probably like two or three, she would always say, oh, I did that or this or that from when I was a boy. You know, so I would only assume that, you know, she was recalling her past life. Mm-hmm. You know, she would say, well, when I was a boy, I did that. Or, I remember that when I was a boy.
Right. Yeah.
Well, she certainly could. I mean, I don't think anybody stays the same sex every time. I think you do multiple roles because it's all part of the plan of what you want to work on while you're here. But certainly you can have a fascination from a prior life. Yes, you can. I mean, I didn't want to downplay that before. But, yeah, you can have that. Talents and specializations can certainly come from that, like art talent or scientific or stuff like that. I mean, certainly that can absolutely come through. I mean, I'll share one funny thing from when I was in high school. About the last year, almost the last year, and I was so frustrated. And I just knew that I had done this before, and I was so mad that I had to do it again. And, of course, I couldn't prove it. You know, I mean, who are you going to say that to as a teenager in school? They're going to lock you up, put you in a little funny farm somewhere. But, you know, so I of course, believe that they can remember that, absolutely. I mean, I was fit to be tied because I was determined I'd already done this. Why am I doing this again?
Mm-hmm.
You know. Not that I obviously might have messed something up if I've got to do it yet again, but, you know, and I certainly can't be the only one that's been through that, but I'm sure your daughter could be remembering from another time. But the other thing with music in particular, realize music, the body is vibration in motion. So notice that those chords, there's a lot of work that's been done about healing with sound therapy. So maybe there's something in the 80s that really resonates with her spirit this time, even if it's not from a prior lifetime. You know, you may want to look at the tones of what she's listening to and kind of focus on that and do a little research and see what they do, because it could give you some clue as to what she's going to be working on this time and how you can support her with it. But that would work for anybody, not just a kid.
Right. Very neat. I know one time when my youngest was little, and I've talked about this on air before, we were sitting at the table and he decided to pipe in, "Hey, Mommy, remember when we used to dig up the bodies and steal the gold teeth?" And where this came from. Yeah, right? And I'm like, oh, my God. So my oldest was sitting there and he's like, "Tell me more." Because he's like, "This is great. Like, what in the world?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "We used to dig up the bodies and steal the gold teeth. Mommy, don't you remember?" I'm like, "Not really. When did we do that?" And he's like, "We did."
No,
I'd
be pleading the fifth on that one, too.
Right. And I'm thinking, what the hell is he telling people at daycare, right? Because I'm like,
oh, God.
You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, is he going to daycare saying, "Hey, you know, my mommy and I used to dig up bodies and steal gold teeth." And I'm thinking, I'm sure the stories there have to be colorful, and I'm bound to be getting a phone call, you know. But he was adamant that we used to dig up bodies and steal gold teeth, and I'm like, not that I recall, you know. And there were other things that he would say that were just like, what? Like, where would this have come from? And, you know, to me, there was nothing that he would have watched or had heard that would ever put that idea, you know, in his head. I mean, I watched some strange stuff, but not anything about digging up bodies and stealing gold teeth. And, you know, like, it's
well,
just
no,
out
but
of nowhere.
That did used to be a thing, obviously,
right.
Not while he was a little squirt this time. But that would tell me, yeah, I would do just what your other kid did and say, "Hey, tell me more about this."
Oh, he
because that's how you're going to be able to verify. I mean, you're probably not going to get the name. I mean, I rarely get full names for people when I'm doing sessions, whether it's on the radio or in person. Now, if I get a name, I give it to them because then it can give them a little more hope. But, I mean, you're not going to go through Boston and say, "Well, your name was Pete that time. Good luck." I mean, you might, but I doubt it.
Right.
But that's something, you know, I mean, I sympathize for you, and I hope you never did get the phone call from the daycare for that.
No, thank goodness.
But
I
that would
not.
Be something, yeah, I'm glad you didn't, because, you know, I'm glad you didn't start your story with back when I had my children before they were telling those stories. But
right, exactly. Exactly. But I was thinking to myself, you know, what does he say when he's there? Because, like, you know, I know we weren't digging up bodies and stealing gold teeth, but, you know, he would tell them stories like, "Yeah, you know, this weekend we went to the zoo," and I'm like, "No, we didn't." And, you know, I'm like, So, like, I'm like, they were like, you guys went to the zoo? I'm like, no. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, what if he drops the bomb with something like that, you know? It's probably not going to fly real well.
Well, so your parents did have to deal with the kid with the very active imagination. But the thing I would tell you and anybody else that's listening with that would be, if it's something oddly specific, I mean, mm-hmm. just zoned in specific like that, mm-hmm. that's something that to me would be a clue that, hey, this is a memory of something else. But then, mm-hmm. you know, if you're comfortable exploring it, then ask mm-hmm. them, you know, and if mm-hmm. they're little and they don't have the vocabulary for it yet, hand them some crayons, ask them to draw it.
Right.
You know, then they can move through it, because if they're processing it, because mm-hmm. that was up, because that, in my opinion, that was something that was up that, you know, yeah, it popped into his head, but that was something yeah. that he was processing. So mm-hmm. that's a way to do it, especially for people who are parents that really just don't have any way to process it. I mean, mm-hmm. I can make all the gestures and kind thoughts I can about it right now and speculations on it. I don't right. know how the heck I would have handled hearing that news from my kid. I mean, I would have done a double take too. So I can't say I understand what that okay. felt like. But at the same time, you know, I would kind of try and find ways to help them process through it. So, you know, even if they suck at art, big deal, what kids don't when they get started. I wasn't right. a little Picasso when I started out either. Hell, some of my stuff now still looks like I'm aspiring to be that bad at it.
Right.
But my point is, you know, if you give them that, as they start to draw the picture, play a game with them about it, whatever, build a model. I mean, there's so many little things you can do. But the point is, even as adults, this works. If you can engage the information as it's in your consciousness, you'll start to let go of it. And then it becomes more of a non-issue, and then it'll just go away. And one day they won't remember it anymore because they've processed it and they're done with it.
Right.
So that's what I, you know, if God forbid they come up with anything else wild, and I don't know what their ages mm-hmm. are now, and that's neither mine or any of the listeners' business, but if it's something where they can still do that, just engage them in it somehow. I mean, you don't have
I'm
to talk
dying
about
to know.
It if you're not
I
comfortable.
I think it's neat. Right. I think it's neat.
Does
like,
he remember?
I,
does he actually remember?
I don't know that he remembers it, but boy, his brother and I sure do. We remember, because that was like out of left field, totally just like, hey, mommy, you know.
Well, you
do
know,
you
there's one
when?
Way that you there's one way that you might be able to access it because you're the parent. You have what I call a dominion over the children, just like a husband and wife would have that over each other in a relationship versus just somebody out on the side of the road. But mothers, and dads too, but mothers in particular have a lot of this domain or dominion over their kids, especially before they reach majority and marry, move away, or whatever they're going to do. You could do, if you're comfortable with meditation, and it's going to sound a little hokey, but especially because he said that you shared that life with him, mm-hmm. you could do a meditation and ask your guides to show you what is relevant from that lifetime for you. Mm-hmm. And you could get it, if you don't want to do it where you're going to have to process it, ask them to show it to you in dream time before you go to sleep. And you okay. might end up getting a dream out of it. Otherwise, try it in a meditation and mm-hmm. have your voice recorder or your cell phone or whatever handy to record it. And then mm-hmm. just start saying whatever you're getting. If you're, of course, you're able to be home by yourself and the rest of your family won't think you lost your marbles.
Well, they
but
already
that's
think
a nice
I did.
Way to work on it and see right. what you can get out of it.
Right. That would be really neat to do. Definitely. That'd be cool.
Well, there must be something to it if it got brought up at this point. You know, there's something mm-hmm. there, not just because it was something crazy your kid said. And, of course, you'll always remember that.
Oh,
but there's probably something
that.
In it for you. So,
right.
Yeah, yeah, so I would suggest that you just, you know, try and look at it that way and see what you can get out of it.
Yeah, I'd love to know, because that was just, you know, one of those things that it will be forever in my mind. Even I'm sure when I have dementia, I'll probably still remember that, because that was a...
Well, let's hope
you can
get whatever out of it now before that
exactly.
happens.
Exactly. Amen. Yeah.
As long as I thought maybe Doug was going to recommend you maybe take him out for a little bit of and grave robbing
dig.
And see if it
go
like sparks anything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh God, no! It's certainly not worth one of those trespassing charges. I wouldn't go through any of that at this
nah.
point. It's not the '90s anymore.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Wait, no, wait, way too many. Well, I mean, I guess you could go to like a mine and do like a treasure treasure trove dig, and maybe they'll put a little gold nugget in there for you.
Yeah. Maybe it'll bring back
all the
gold. I
mean, they give you little shovels there. It's worth a try.
Why not? Yeah. That would be fun anyway. Does
it spark any memories of your past issues?
Maybe it might be strange.
Well, you
to
could
call
try setting up as you dig through the dirt that it digs up your memories. I mean, I've heard of people doing spells with less material behind it, so you can always try it.
I know what we're doing tonight. No.
Come on, kids.
I've got
something to go do.
I've got that fake skull that lights up. I wonder if we took and gave it a gold tooth you buried in the yard, and you're like, here's a shovel. Let's go, and you like go out in the middle of the night. You have to have a lantern. So I think you need a lantern.
I do.
Hold it like a lantern.
That's easy.
And
you know where I work. I've got lanterns galore. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think every grave robber has a lantern. That's like kind of like part of the whole
part of the
like
uniform.
Backpack
right.
of, yeah. Mm-hmm. So get a lantern.
In the arsenal.
We can bury a skull. Yeah, you can go out there.
right. Of course.
You can be the lookout.
List of my things to do.
Back in the, just like before, you were lookout. I don't know who knew. Because I think like you probably wouldn't both be digging. You'd have to have one person as a lookout.
Right, naturally, yeah.
Well, sure. Just make sure it's someone that has some caffeine so they stay awake.
Yeah, naturally.
Right.
Don't let them sit in the car. Make them at least get out of the car with you so there's, you know, some chance
there's
they're going to stay with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did just look, and there is not like a grave robbing
experience
book or anything, so
there's
I'm
no,
not sure.
There's no like life. You know how you can go to one of those places and break things. There's no like experience you could go pay for.
Well,
like,
I mean,
there
you'd be kind of breaking the box. So I mean, it's possible.
Something new.
I know.
There's an idea.
But we don't want to give away too many. I feel like we've given out like millions of dollars worth of ideas throughout our live shows. Because I was just thinking, you know, like people go to like the escape rooms. What if you went to a grave robbing area?
Room. Grave robbing room?
Have like,
grave room, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You have to like in a yard or it'd be outdoors for sure.
I have a new plan
for Camp
Farnsworth.
You have to like figure out what grave you have to dig, you know, to get the clue. And you can't leave the area until you get the gold tooth.
Until
you
dig one up and
find
it.
Yes, you have to dig up the right. Your clues lead you to
the people are already out purchasing property and shovels as we speak. Look at that.
The great,
you know,
the great
you can also have some fun. Throw some fool's gold pieces in there, too, so they think they're done early.
Yeah.
That'd be
kind of
like the amazing race where if you don't do it right, you have to go do it again. Yeah.
I'm going to go on Wish and see if I can find some gold teeth, and I can get them in like 6 weeks. So, yeah.
That'd be a perfect place to find them. They're probably going to be like Barbie doll size.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, everything's too small from Wish. So, yeah.
Naturally.
Okay, maybe not everything. I just hear a lot of things are too small that come from there. So.
I ordered a purse that looked like it was going to be massive, and it looked like it belonged to, like you said, a Barbie doll. So, yes. That is a true experience from my experiences, yes. I thought it was going to be great. I thought it was going to be the biggest purse ever, and it was so disappointing. I just wondered how small the model was.
I'm sorry, you got a crappy purse.
It was. It was very disappointing, and I couldn't figure out how little the model was holding it because this thing was not the way it looked. So, yeah, that's my experience.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So. Now I'm sad.
Well, we got to the questions. You know, so that was good. We didn't get we're already up double as long to ask the questions.
Twice as long naturally.
But that only makes sense.
Well,
it was
actually fun. I encourage people to write in questions like that.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. I'm glad you did it.
Yeah.
Well, and so we will be investigating soon. I'm going to send you a message and let you know where we're going to be. We're going to be somewhere next Tuesday. So I don't know if you can travel on Tuesday, but, you know, we're probably somewhere be about 3 or 4 hours away from you, and you're more than welcome to join us. I just have to line everything up and see if you're available. And we'll be live streaming.
All right,
that
sounds great.
Cool.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for joining us on this very special date.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm. Not
you
a
are welcome. Welcome.
Yes. Yes.
Everything
I want to smack myself already. Okay, let's stop doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say, this is, at least there can't be a triple show, and we'll be dead by then. So.
I wouldn't wait on that one. No.
The quadruple show, maybe not. I don't know. We'll see.
I'll be dead.
Well, okay, we won't rule it out just yet, but I wouldn't count.
Wait,
on
I'll
it,
join
though.
You in
no.
spirit on that show. How about that?
There you go. Yeah.
Yes. Plans for the future.
You did the cryogenics or whatever. You never know.
No, I'm good. This one's been enough for me. On to the next. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, you know what? Let's be honest with you. That's 111 years from now. I don't see it.
I plan on being a distant memory.
I don't think so. Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good with that.
I mean, I have high hopes, but
I don't.
I doubt
I don't
it.
Want to be here then. I'm good. That's just too much. Too much life for me.
Well, hopefully whoever's taking over Live Paranormal Radio on 3:30, or it would be 3:33.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We'll leave it to our heirs.
Yeah, I would just, I just make a note of that somewhere. Maybe
yeah, tell them. Well, they've given on their list of things to do. Yeah. It's a very long list.
There you go.
Yeah. Sucks to be them.
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk to everyone soon.
Yep. Take care, everybody.
All right, guys. We'll have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Now I've got to go find something to bury and dig it up in the yard tonight. It's kind of raining, so it'll be easier to dig it. So. I dig the idea. I dig it.
That could be the name of it. Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Can y'all dig it?
That would be the name of the whole
setup. Don't give away the name, too.
It?
Damn it, Rob.
The grave robbing experience. Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
The grave robbing experience. You know, and I think people like that whole
somebody
like,
just bought
era.
The domain. No.
can you dig it? The grave robbing experience in hashtag. I think
it's that. It's awesome. It's probably already a thing. I do too. I do it. It would definitely be one of those things that's outside the box, which is cool. I'm down for that.
That's another way we can incorporate outside the box. But yes,
oh,
inside the box.
Gosh, we're just throwing those ideas all the way out there. Oh, we really should stop. Bad. People are making millions off of our ideas. Millions of hundreds of pennies. Yes.
The original gold diggers?
Yes.
That could be like the all-female experience.
There you go. We have a long list of things to do this evening.
We'll be coming live either by video or audio next week.
Unless our million-dollar idea takes off now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gold
Digger
International.
Guys. We'll still be here. LNC. Don't worry. Yeah. All right. Everyone have a good week. If that thing's already a thing, let us know.
It is. We'll have to look it up.
Yeah. Got to Google. All right, everyone. Have a good week. We'll see you around.
Bye.